It has been our absolute delight and pleasure to be here. I have enjoyed being with you all so much. I've enjoyed having my family here with me. I believe the Lord has blessed us. I have been blessed too, and I'm so thankful. I'm just so thankful. It is really an honor, truly an honor, to be gathered with the Lord's people and gathered around His Word, just to have the privilege to open the Word. There have been so many believers throughout the ages who didn't have the Word, and we have it, and He's given it to us, and we can rejoice in it and thank the Lord for it. I'm truly thankful for all of your work to do this, and I'm thankful for last night very much. All the food and just everything. Just thank you so much. Turn with me, if you would, to John chapter 21. John chapter 21, and I'd like for us to read the first 17 verses together. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There were together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a-fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have you any meat? They answered him, No. He said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land, but as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes. As soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon in bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which you have now caught. Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus saith unto them, Come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, Who art thou, knowing that it was the Lord? Jesus then cometh and taketh bread and giveth them, and fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus showed himself to his disciples after that he was risen from the dead. So when they had dined, Jesus saith to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my lambs. He saith to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Feed my sheep. He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep. In those last three verses, our Lord set forth a question to Peter three times. The same question three times. And in him doing that, he was saying to Peter, and he was saying to all of his people, this is the root of the matter. We know what the question was. Peter was grieved the third time he heard it because he understood the Lord was telling him, this is the heart of the matter. What I want us to do today is I want us to step into Peter's shoes. And I want the word of our Lord to ask us the same question that he asked Peter. And I want us to truly examine the question. I want us to truly examine our answer. I don't want us to just assume on it. We already know the question and we already know the answer. We will spout it off as fast as Peter. Peter was quick to spout off, wasn't he? So let's not do that just for a minute. I want us to, with sincerity of heart, find out the honest truth of our answer. There were other men here with Peter, just like we are all here together right now. But our Lord said this to Peter as though he was the only one there. And I pray that the Lord will let me hear this, think about this, ponder this, answer this. I pray he will let you ponder this and answer this in the sincerity of your heart, your own heart, as though I was and you were the only one standing in front of him. And he was looking you right in the eye. And he asked you this question. Our Lord now, at this point, had already been to the cross. He had already endured the suffering agony of bloodshed to redeem his people. He had already endured the separating death of the grave. He had already brought life and hope through his resurrection. And he has already revealed himself to them two other times. This is now the third time that the Lord revealed himself to his people. And on this third occasion, he looked Peter right in the eye and he said, Peter, do you love me? Now, you talk about strip away all the fluff and get to the heart of the issue. The Word of God poses that question to every single one of his people individually. Do you love me? Forget about, as you sit there, as I stand here, forget about whether or not your wife loves him, or your husband loves him, or your parents love him, or your pastor loves him. Do you love me? And yeah, I don't want to assume on it. I really don't. It doesn't matter if we're old or young. Doesn't matter if we've been under the gospel 30 years or 30 minutes. Do you love me? Peter was a man who had been physically walking with the Lord for 3.5 years. After everything he'd seen, after everything he'd heard, after everything he'd been through with the Lord, after all that, the Lord posed this question to him. Do you love me? The Lord put him in a place where he couldn't assume on himself. So I don't want us to assume on ourselves. Do you love me? Can you hear him asking you that question? Do you love me? That's the heart of it all. That really is the heart of it all. Now, to clarify what is actually the heart of the matter, he did not say, Peter, do you obey the law? The holy law of the Holy Scriptures, the word that I have given, the perfect, right, true commandments that I have given, do you obey them? He didn't say that. He didn't say, Peter, does the way you live your life glorify me? He didn't say, Peter, in your flesh, are you really an example of what a believer ought to be? What a believer ought to look like and act like and sound like? He didn't say any of that. He said, do you love me? Now, when you really take a minute and get to this, this is an alarming question. This is a very alarming question. Even though it's just a few little words, it's a soul-searching question. He said, Peter, do you love me even more than these? More than your brethren, like you said you did before you denied me. Well, they all may leave you, but I love you more than they love you. Do you? Do you love me more than that boat and those nets you went back to? The things of the world that you went back to? Do you? Put yourself in those shoes. Do I? These things that I think are so important that just constantly steal me away from the Lord, steal my attention away from the Lord, steal my affection away from the Lord? Do I? It's an alarming question. It's a fearful question. And the reason is because our Lord said in Matthew 10, he that loveth father, mother, son, daughter, anybody, anything more than me, is not worthy of me. Now, honestly, do you know the first thought and emotion that comes into me when I hear that? I'm being honest with you. This is what comes into my heart. This is what I have to say. I'm not worthy of him. I'm not. If I am truly honest about this before God, I mean before God, based on what I see in myself, how I see myself to be, I don't believe for one minute that I'm worthy of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should not answer this flippantly. We shouldn't answer this flippantly at all. We should consider this fearfully. Because the Apostle Paul said, if any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be cursed when the Lord returns. This is serious. It's in reference to the Holy God who knows everything and sees everything. He sees the reality of the truth. As we slip Peter's shoes on here for just a minute, do we realize the weightiness of the question the Lord asked him? The eternal weightiness. Everything hinges on this. Everything hinges on this. This is a hinging question. And the same question that was brought to Peter has to be brought to all of God's people. As it is brought to us, and as we ponder this, I believe we can relate to this right here. I believe all of God's people will be able to relate to this right here. John Newton wrote, "'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought." It doesn't matter how long you've been sitting under the gospel. Every time this question comes, every time the line is drawn, God's people will very fearfully say, "Wait a minute, do I? 'Tis a point I long to know. Oft it causes anxious thought. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not?" There are a lot of people who are going to go stand before Him assuming that they belong to Him. They're going to say, "Lord, Lord, wait a minute." Oh, let's not assume. Nobody. Let's not assume. John Newton said, "It all hinges on this. Do I love the Lord or no? Am I His or am I not?" He said, "If I love, why am I thus? Why this dull and lifeless frame? Hardly sure can they be worse who have never heard His name." God's people can enter into this. What is wrong with me? He said, "Could my heart so hard remain? Prayer a task and burden prove? It's just so hard to pray. Just every trifle," that means every just thing of little value or little importance, "just every little thing, give me pain if I knew a Savior's love? When I turn my eyes within, all is dark and vain and wild, filled with unbelief and sin. Can I deem myself a child? If I pray or hear or read, sin is mixed with all that I do." Do you ever start praying and your mind wanders off and you say, "I'm so sorry, Lord," and you start over and your mind wanders off again? Last time you went to the movies, how hard was it for you to stay focused on the plot of that movie? And how hard is it for you to stay focused on the plot of the gospel while we sit in here for just a few minutes? "If I pray or hear or read, sin is mixed with all I do. You who love the Lord indeed, tell me, is it thus with you? Do I love Him? Peter, do you love me? Do I love Him? Does He have my affection and my desire?" Do you know what Peter's response to that question was? It was John Newton's response to that question. It'll be every child of God's response to that question. Peter said, "Lord, Thou knowest." Only You know the true answer to that question. Only You know what You have done for me and in me. Therefore, I don't trust myself to answer that question before You. That's all I know to say. I don't trust myself to answer that question before You. I only trust You to answer that question to Yourself in me. That's my only hope. I only trust You from the start of the work in me to the end of the work in me. I'm looking to You. I'm looking to You. That answer is of You. This is what John Newton went on to say. He said, "Yet I mourn my stubborn will." He's asking himself, "Do I love the Lord or no?" He said, "Well, I mourn my stubborn will, find my sin a grief and thrall." That means I'm a slave to it. I find myself being a slave to it and it grieves me. But he said, Should I grieve at what I feel if I did not love at all? Could I joy His saints to meet? Choose the ways I once abhorred. Find at times, the promise so sweet. If I did not love the Lord. Lord, You decide this doubtful case. Thou who art the people's Son. Since upon Thy work of grace, if indeed it be begun, let me love Thee more and more. If I love at all, I pray. If I have not loved before, help me to begin today. Do You love me? I don't know, but You do. And this is by grace. It has to start with You and end with You. You have to do it all. So if I don't, like David said, would You search me, O God, and know my heart? Would You try me and know my thoughts? And if all that's in there is sin, would You get rid of it? Get rid of this old stony heart, and would You put in a heart of flesh? And would You make me love You? Would You let me love You? Starting today. Yesterday's over. Help me to begin today. Do You love me? Lord, only You know, because only You can put it there. Only You can create true love in the heart for Christ. Only You, I mean true love for Christ. Only You can do that. So I'm begging. This is what God's people will say. I'm begging. If I've never truly loved You before, help me to start right now. Help me to start right now. Let me love You today more and more. Because I do grieve over what I am. I do. I acknowledge it before God. My sin is ever before me. And I do joy Your saints to meet. When one believer, one lover of the Lord Jesus Christ meets another lover of the Lord Jesus Christ, that's it. They're sealed. I mean, they're family. They're blood brothers and sisters. And every now and then, in Your good time, whenever You overrule my mind and my heart and everything about me, every now and then, just for a moment, You do let me find the promises of this word so sweet. The promises of Your blood. So please let me love You. I tell you this, if God does create love in the heart of a sinner for Christ, if God does do it, everybody will know it. Everybody will know it. When a man falls in love with a woman, and when a woman falls in love with a man, everybody knows it. Everybody knows it. Peter, do you love me? Did Peter love him? Did Peter love him? Look with me at verse 3. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately, and that night they caught nothing. But when the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have you any meat? They answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you shall find. They cast, therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Can you envision that scene? It is dead. They are dead in the water. And all of a sudden, they cast on the right side of the ship, and violence breaks out as these fish are fighting to get into the net. Can't you see white spray, and these professional sailors are trying as hard as they can to get that net in the boat, and it won't come. And they're dragging it down, and it's loud, and it's violent. And as they are trying with all of their might to get this into the ship, John, verse 7, therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved, While they were fighting and wrestling, he looked over at Peter and he said, Peter, he was hollering this to him, that's the Lord. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, it is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and he did cast himself into the sea. He dropped it all, head over heels. Head over heels. Did Peter love him? Head over heels. And even after the Lord told him, at the end of this chapter, the Lord told him the horrible death that he would die. That's what the Lord told him right here. The horrible death he would die. All the suffering that he would endure. After all that, this is what Peter wrote to God's people. From his heart, inspired by God, this is what he wrote. Turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter 1, verse 1, it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you're in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Verse 8 says, whom having not seen, you love. In whom, though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. He said, being elect, being redeemed, being regenerated, even though you have not seen this man, you love him. You love him. Knowing who you are, knowing what you are, knowing who he is, knowing what he has done. Even though you endure seasons of great heaviness, manifold trials, because of your hope in the praise and the honor and the glory of the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said you love him. Aren't you so thankful that the Word of God answers that question for you? Peter said, trust me, if you're in him, you love him. On the authority of God Almighty, if you're in Christ, you love him. If you are in his blood, if God the Father put you in his blood, you love him. If he chose you, washed away all your wretchedness, your heart will skip a beat. It will honestly skip a beat at the thought of being with him. When you have those moments where that promise is sweet, every time the Word of God is truly opened up to you, there are moments when it's truly opened up, and every time that the Spirit of God opens it up, you will say, does not my heart burn within me? Peter said, take my word for it, because I'm speaking on behalf of God Almighty as his apostle. If the Father is keeping you, if He is safely keeping you in Christ, even though you haven't seen Him, you love Him. You love Him. And the fact that you love Him, that is the evidence that He loves you. If you love Him, if the Spirit of God causes your heart to say, I do love Him, I do want to be with Him, I do cast my all on Him, that's your evidence, that's your down payment, that's your earnest that He loves you. John said, we love Him because He first loved us. That's the only reason. If something inside of you loves Him, it's only there because He first loved us. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and gave His Son to be the propitiation of our sins. So knowing who we are, knowing who He is, and knowing that everything had to come from Him, all of it, if we can honestly say, yea, Lord, Thou knowest that I love Thee, He loves us. He loves us. He loved us and gave Himself for us. I love this poem right here. It says, could we with ink the ocean fill? And were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill? And every man a scribe by trade to write the love of God above? Would drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Oh, the grace of God to His people. Peter, do you love me? Gabe, do you love me? By the grace of God, I do. I do. By the grace of God, I do to have and to hold from this day forward. I do. We do, don't we? We do. This is what He told to Peter. Okay, now that you know that, go tell everybody. That's what He said. Go tell everybody. Go preach it to everybody. You go feed My sheep with the good news of My love for you, creating a love in you for Me. You preach My word, and as that word goes forth, it'll grab the hearts and souls of My people. It'll create love for the one who saved them. Do we love the Lord? Lord, You decide this doubtful case. Thou who art the people's Son, since upon Thy work of grace, if indeed it be begun, let us love You more and more. If we love at all, we pray. If we have not loved before, help us to begin today. Help us, Lord. Please help us. Make it to be so. Make it to grow more and more. Thank you, Brother Darvin.